This is an interview conducted with Mfo Galamfo in December 2017 after he completed the manuscript of his new book entitled Paradise Lost, A Political History of British Southern Cameroons from 1916 to 1972.
Please give a brief introduction of yourself.
My name is Mfo Galamfo. I am the national chairman of the Southern Cameroon National Council, the leading liberation movement fighting for the freedom of my homeland. Like the ANC in South Africa, the SCNC was banned on January 17, 2017, and all leaders declared wanted. That explains my presence here in Nigeria as a refugee.
Why this specific book?
Thank you for that question. The title of the book, Paradise Lost, as a question rather than a statement, tickles the conscience of everyone. Permit me state upfront that silence in the face of gross injustice, for whatever reason, to say the least, is complicity. And silence in full knowledge of a people subjected to annexation and foreign domination in this third millennium credited with ascendancy of human rights and greater freedoms is treachery. Indeed, Paradise Lost is a clarion call to humanity at two levels. A, Southern Cameroonians. It is a soul-searching call to nationalism and patriotism for them to rediscover their self-worth as a distinct people with political legal rights to national sovereignty. It is to awaken them to the fact that in 1954, Southern Cameroons attained self-government thanks to constitutional development and democratic process. It adopted Westminster parliamentary democracy and in 1959 had smooth and peaceful change of government following a general election. Southern Cameroons was a shining example of democracy in West Africa. That their nation has been annexed, they disenfranchised and subjected to foreign rule and alien domination. Consequently, Southern Cameroon has lost her international personality. That they are not citizens of La République du Cameroun, an annexed and assimilated people forever remain a subjugated people. That they can never be masters of their destiny and prosper until they free themselves from the chains and shackles of annexation. That La République du Cameroun's claim of sovereignty over Southern Cameroons is a gigantic fraud which cannot be defended under international law. That the Anglo-French Boundary Treaty of January 1931 governs the existence of two distinct Cameroons in international law, that the struggle for liberation and national restoration is legitimate and anchored on UN and AU charters and international instruments. And B, the UN, UK, and the international community in general. That in violation of Article 76B of the UN Charter, UNGA Resolution 1514 of 1960, and the will of the people, the UN Trust Territory of Southern Cameroons under UK administration enjoying self-government since 1954 was a victim of botched decolonization in 1961. That armed with a secret plan to annex Southern Cameroons, La République du Cameroun, independent January 1, 1960, France and all French-speaking Africa except Mali voted against UNGA Landmark Resolution 1608 of April 21, 1961, on the formation of UN envisioned Federal United Cameroon Republic, made up of two states of equal status between La République du Cameroun and Southern Cameroons. That UNGA Resolution 1608 was never implemented. This facilitated La République du Cameroun's annexation as the UN as a trustor and UK as trustee power exercised a treacherous culture of silence. That annexation, as declared by the UN in Resolution 2625 of 1970, is a crime against humanity and threat to world peace. This book, therefore, is a clarion call to the UN as a trustor and UK as a trustee power to dutifully right the wrong of 1961 through intervention, as happened in Namibia, Eritrea, among others, and restore the independent statehood of Southern Cameroon and Ambazonia as voted for by the UN in 1961, declaring 1st October 1961 Independent Day of Southern Cameroon. That delay in UN intervention has resulted in what this book, Paradise Lost, set out to avoid, namely a bloody war between these two former UN Category B trust territories. That though annexation is sustained by an army of occupation to nip in the bud any resistance, on November 30, 2017, President Biya openly declared war on Southern Cameroon to consolidate his one and indivisible Cameroon Republic, which includes Southern Cameroon. This genocidal war by expansionist La République du Cameroun has caused great humanitarian crisis, making UN intervention an urgency of now. It threatens stability in West Africa and the global peace.
Do you think your ideas for Southern Cameroon's independence are achievable?
Yes, the struggle for sovereign independence is achievable, for it is in fulfillment of inherent rights of all peoples and nations, large and small, as defined by UN and the AU charters and international instruments. The UN is the conscience of humankind for a better world and greater humanity, free of conflicts and wars. Southern Cameroon's independence was voted for and October 1, 1961, declared Independence Day. La République du Cameroun's annexation, night of September 30, 1961, only suppressed actualization. Like a balloon suppressed underwater, it must rise and float when due. And this generation of Southern Cameroonians have vowed to end annexation and foreign rule and be masters of their destiny. We will not surrender. We will not give up.
What is the role of the international community in ensuring change?
The world is a global village held together by international instruments and shared values for common and equal humanity and world peace based on justice. The UN Charter and international instruments uphold and defend the rights of nations, large and small, to sovereign existence according to the will of the people concerned. Colonialism and all forms of foreign domination having been declared illegal, the UN and democratic nations have intervened to liberate oppressed peoples and stop foreign aggression by tyrannic expansionist powers to promote human freedom, justice, democracy, the rule of law, and international cooperation for global peace and human progress. Southern Cameroon, like the Republic of Cameroon, was created by the international system with full rights to independence. The UN has the legal and moral authority to intervene and right the wrong of 1961. But if in doubt as to the irrevocable resolve of the people to end annexation, conduct a referendum to determine the true wishes of the people, as was done in similar circumstances.
What is the role of African governments in your struggle?
As much as some sympathize, they have failed to collectively apply the AU Constitutive Act, Article 4B, which declares boundaries inherited at independence immutable and inviolable, as well as the African Charter on Human and People's Rights as grounded basis for mediation, or put the matter on UN agenda for permanent solution. This notwithstanding, the Southern Cameroon versus La République du Cameroun political conflict, rooted in both decolonization and the annexation, is a territorial dispute. It falls within the ambit of international law. It can only be resolved permanently in conformity with the UN Charter and international instruments by the UN.
Do you see a bright future for your country, and what is the path to get there?
Yes, the future is not for violators, but defenders of cherished values that promote and defend human dignity, legality, peace based on justice, ascendancy of human rights and fundamental freedoms, and international cooperation. Southern Cameroon's Ambazonia is a richly endowed nation with dynamic, hard-working people. They love peace and they are great believers in democracy and the rule of law. This generation has vowed to win the support of international community to dutifully intervene and end new apartheid, as it did in South Africa, and apartheid was buried. As believers in the international system, serving as the guarantor of free and equal humanity, the people are ready for UN intervention and a referendum, if need be, for the liberation and restoration of the independent statehood of Southern Cameroon, as voted and declared by the UN in 1961. Paradise Lost is not a book of despair, but inspiration, nationalism, confidence building, and a call to legality and responsibility nationally and internationally. It bridges the past with the present, and in faith in the international system, points to the fact that though no colonial power easily sets free its annexed territory, Southern Cameroonians are inspired by the historical fact that even modern weapons are no match for an oppressed, determined people fighting in self-defense of their identity and for their freedom. Thank you.